Welcome to Breakdown with Blake and Lance. I'm Blake.
And I'm Lance. And it's good to be back, and it's been a while.
It's good to be back.
You know, on today's episode, we got some catch-up, we got some fun games, you know. It's a little change-up, because, you know, this is a special edition.
It's a special edition, because every episode is a special edition at this point.
Yeah, at this point, if you hear our voices, it's special.
Yeah, and we know you guys have been begging for this. They actually have been begging for it. People keep asking, where is Blake and Lance from Breakdown?
And speaking of that, we're going to have a Q&A segment, you know, maybe eventually, but we'll just answer the question right out. Where have we been?
That is a great question. We've been world travelers. We've been just living life away from, you know, the microphone for a bit, just finding ourselves.
Wow, you're really going to lie to the viewers like that or the listeners?
Hey, whoa, we've gone through some, you've done some things that were, you were finding yourself, you'll find out. You know, we have done some world traveling. They're going to find out throughout the episode, though.
Yeah, you know, that's a good segue to, you know, the first catch-up. Because it really has been, we looked back at the last episode, it's been almost half a year. It was like July. So, you know, it was a lot of catch-up to be done.
Yeah, we've grown in 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had lots of holidays. So that means parties. So we get to discuss that.
Yeah, we'll discuss some parties. Well, I guess the first thing that, you know, happened directly after July would be me and Blake were both in a wedding as groomsmen.
Yeah, you know, we got to wear some, what are they called? The
overalls. Overalls.
Aren't they? They have a different name. They're like the fancy overalls.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Suspenders.
Suspenders, yeah.
Lance and I both got the life pulled out of us a little bit. We weren't trying to wear those to start.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like that, but yeah, we didn't realize you could adjust them.
Yeah, so we were getting real squeezed in that. But overall, we eventually adjusted it, and we looked nice and dapper for Caitlin and Will's wedding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was a pretty good friend of both of ours.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had a wedding, like, on the beach up in the UP.
Yeah, the Upers at his parents' cabin. It was a nice little beach wedding, and we got to see the sunset right as, you know, they were having their whole wedding.
Yeah, it was a very good experience, and it's like the first, I mean, obviously we were in your wedding together, but now we are both on equal playing field.
Yeah. And the funny thing is that they had their wedding in August, and I just saw the video of it, so that's how long it's been. They had a wedding, and the whole entire thing was edited into a video already. So
I haven't seen that, but
I saw it 2 days ago.
Oh, okay. Well,
you'll see it soon.
Thanks, Will and Caitlin, for not sending it to me.
Oh, well, I know Will listens. I don't think Caitlin listens, but, you know.
Well,
I have
words for Caitlin, but, you know.
Some of the highlights from the wedding, from trying to pull back from the 5 months ago, we definitely had a lot to, besides, you know, Will and Caitlin having a beautiful wedding, I was thinking about our personal random thing experience. I'm thinking about the after party mainly. I'm not going to go through every detail of the wedding.
Sure.
But we had really good food, and they had an open bar, and we had, you know, lots to drink there. And we met a lot of Will and Caitlin's old friends.
Yeah.
Will had a lot of, Will had a lot of high school friends there that it's just fun to see a whole new perspective on people you've known for so long. And when they have completely different perspective.
Yeah, we saw Will's dark side in high school days.
We hate Dexter.
Whoa.
But it was really fun drinking and dancing. I will say there was only like 12 of us dancing at a time. So we really had to break out the moves. Because if you were standing there, everyone could see. So you had to continue to dance.
Yeah, yeah. There was no just like hiding in the crowd, just like going swaying. Yeah.
Well, because
I mean, you could, but
like sometimes like older people will dance at weddings. But no, this was like all the young guns were dancing. None of like the parents or anything wanted to dance. They just wanted to watch. And so, you know, we got to break it down.
Break it down.
On Breakdown.
Break it down with Breakdown, Blake down.
That was beautiful.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, that was overall just a very good experience. And obviously, a lot of happy moments, you know, the speeches and all that.
Yeah.
All that junk.
All that junk. The final thing from the final like send off of the night is, what was that lake? You know.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's a pretty good story.
Yeah, what lake was that?
It's Michigan.
Lake Michigan, and so Lance had planned to run run into the lake at the end of the day, And then Lance was like, I'm doing this regardless of what other people say. But I was like, well, let's ask Will if he'll do it. And then Will's like, yeah, I'll do it if you get, like, these other people do it from his high school. And there's, like, no way they were going to do it. But then, you know, we got all drinking, and I asked him, I was like, okay, Will go in the water if you guys go in. And then they said yes. And then, of course, Will's like, well, I guess I have to. And then Caitlin said yes. And then we had, like, 20 people running into Lake Michigan in, like, full outfits.
I visibly remember, like, walking outside, like, in my lake jumping gear. And everyone was like, what is he doing? And then the word started slowly getting around that that was the plan, that we're all going to do this. You know, I felt kind of inspired. It's like, you know what? I'm a trendsetter.
Yeah, you know, just so woke and cool.
Yeah, you know.
Everyone else are followers. You're the alpha.
So the one thing about the lake running is, you know, it was dark.
It was dark.
And we all ran forward. I would say, I can't remember exactly who was like the first to go, but I was near the front, so there's not many people in front of me.
I remember who was first to go. You and I were pretty much first in.
It probably was.
And then I was like a smidgen ahead of you, and Lance RKOs me out of nowhere. And
you're getting ahead of yourself.
Oh, my bad, my bad.
There is a integral part of the story. As we're sprinting out there, I land like foot first onto a rock and completely destroy myself. I go, I like kind of fall down a little bit, but I carry on. And then like 2 seconds later, I hear someone behind me hit the same rock.
Watch out for the rock and, here.
I think that was his friend Joey.
Because I have the vivid memory of him saying that.
Yeah, and me and him bonded over our pain. But yeah, getting like once we were out in the water. Yeah, me and Blake were just chilling, you know. And Blake looked like he was chilling too much. A memory.
I'm pretty sure we were still, like, moving forward and you came in, you know.
Well, you were like, it's all coming back to me now. Like, as we're telling it, Blake was like, all right, everyone gather up, come here. Like, he was like, everyone come here for some reason. So I was like, okay, I'll come here. I just picked you up, and you were in your full weather.
I was in my full outfit. Like,
yeah, he was in his full clothes.
Yeah, I guess some other people did change or just, you know, stripped right there. But I was like, I'm just going in. I didn't expect to get tackled into the water.
Well, you gotta, you know, keep your head on a swivel.
And, you know, it was pretty cold. It was pretty cold, but, you know. Yeah,
you would think it's cold, but.
The alcohol keeps you warm.
I wouldn't drink.
True. That actually is a good segue into the next thing.
Yeah. So speaking of not drinking, a lot of my close friends were a part of this journey for me, but I was doing something called the Hard 75, 75 Hard, which actually was mainly inspired by Will.
Yeah.
The same person whose wedding that was.
Because he actually did, like, it blew up on TikTok, on social media, all that. And he actually did, like, pretty close to what social media was doing.
Yeah. Essentially, for those who don't know, you go 75 days of, like, these strict rules. Usually involves some kind of exercise and eating healthy. For me, I kind of changed the rules to something that were applicable to my life. So I did no alcohol, no marijuana.
Whoa,
I can't say that on here. And eating really healthy, working out like 6 times a week. And I'm trying to remember some of them. Doing a puzzle, learning Spanish. Like I had all these things that, you know, I was going to stick to.
Now he's fluent in Spanish.
I definitely have fallen off since then, but, you know. I enjoyed it while I was doing it, and I would say I know more Spanish than I did prior.
I will say, your puzzle's done.
I am currently looking at my puzzle.
It's on the wall.
On the wall above my computer, and it's glorious, because it is essentially all black and dark gray. So,
Game of Thrones, baby!
Yeah. But yeah, the Hard 75 was an experience. Was it
a good experience?
Overall, yes. It was a lot of ups and downs.
Like, would you do it again?
I mean, I would definitely do it again.
But like that long, longer, not as long.
Maybe not all of the things all at once. I would definitely go sober, for a couple months. There's nothing wrong with that. And it definitely taught me some life skills and organization, and I really found how valuable it was, like writing stuff out, plan out my day, plan out my week. 'Cause then, like, if I visibly see it, I can stick to it.
Are you not normally a planner? Like a sketch, like look at your calendar, everything's planned out.
Well, that's different. Like planning out events, I put them on my calendar, but
Yeah.
that's not like daily tasks. Like this, I would put, you need to get this done, this assignment. You need to go to the gym and do this. It was more specific than that.
I'm a big fan of daily tasks.
And it was interesting because I hadn't really ever done a sober spree throughout my life. I mean, I don't drink like super often, but regularly.
I mean, you would say like maybe a drink on the weekend or every other weekend,
Yeah.
you get like buzzed.
Well, I can't say that.
Whoa.
Yeah. But yeah, so it was interesting, specifically the first event that I went to. This is probably 2 or 3 weeks into it, was our friend Florian, who's a golf course manager up in Tawas.
Good man. Go to Hubby's golf
Yeah.
course.
Pretty sure it's Hubie's, but
I always call it Hubby's.
I've been
It's kind of
corrected.
ironic.
I've been corrected many times. But he had a little event, and honestly, I was feeling a little burnt out at the time with school and everything that was going on. So I almost bailed on it, and like the fact that I knew everyone was going to be drinking at this thing kind of also made me want to bail on it.
I bailed.
Blake did bail, and that also made me want to bail. But yeah, I ended up going to this, and this is like my first main like group drinking event where I was sober. And I still had a lot of fun.
Your third eye opened.
Yeah. I mean, you still do the same thing that I would have done before, just not drinking. I mean, just talking to people, playing mini golf. We
Yep.
went into town and just, strolled around.
Peer pressuring to drink is a huge thing that most people are like, if people are gonna drink, I can't be there because most people would drink.
Yeah, and I mean, people definitely like, here, Lance, have a drink. But they were mostly joking.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, that was.
I mean, if people know you're taking a break and they know they're friends with you, they're gonna like joke with you like ha
Yeah, and there was people there who didn't know what I was doing, so I had, to explain what I was doing, kind of like I'm doing now.
Yeah.
Which is having like a reason for it, or like a more than just saying that, yeah, I'm going sober, like having a, yeah, I'm doing this challenge thing, kind of made it a little bit easier. Not that just saying, I mean, it's fine to say I'm going sober, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the main first event, but that was a good time. I would say my main takeaways was like the start and the end of the hard 75 were pretty hard for me, because, and also the alcohol was easier than the weed for me, which I was very surprised going into it, because the alcohol was more of a social. Ah, cut it out, cut it
Cut, cut.
out. And the weed was more of like, I come home and I'm just want to chill by myself thing,
Yeah.
which that is more of my days, I would say. But
And I feel like you probably smoke more during the week than you would drink in
oh
general. So
yeah,
that's why, probably why.
definitely, yeah. But yeah, the start of the hard 75 and the end, obviously the start is kind of self-explanatory, where it's hard because you're thinking about that stuff. The end, it was like, all right, I've been doing this for months, I'm
Let's
just
get
ready to
here.
be done. But it's like, just a week, you can wait a week.
Yeah.
But yeah, this thing continued from like September to end of November. So some of the things we're going to talk about were
During this.
during the
Actually,
same.
most of it.
Yeah, honestly, most of the things that we'll still talk about. But yeah, that's a general gist of the hard 75.
I didn't do any hard 75. I said I was going to do a soft 75, meaning I was going to try to do the stuff. I've been good about going working out, but
yeah,
that's about it.
You should feel his arms.
Oh, they're massive. I wear a Gymshark now.
True, he's a sponsored athlete.
Yeah.
You know, my boy Blake was very supportive, you know.
I was just like, you can do it, bro. Just drink water.
He still loves me, even if I'm boring while sober.
Yeah. Yeah, you can talk about your boringness at all these events coming up. The question is, do we do...
I think we go to a special...
Transition segment.
Yeah, there we go.
Do you want to do the Spotify?
Yeah, let's do the Spotify. So, yeah. We're just going to go through each of our Spotify rap and just talk about them, get some context for the songs, the artist.
Yeah.
You know. And we'll do, you know, a few different segments like this to kind of break it up.
Yeah. Because a lot of random things happen, and everyone loves Spotify Wrapped. I didn't actually post mine this year because I don't know why.
And I honestly don't remember what yours was exactly.
The most important thing is minutes. What's your minutes?
Well, you know, I got the minutes, bro. I got the minutes. I had 85,580 minutes listened.
You know, I've told that to people, and I have not found anyone that has more time listened.
Oh, I listen to music, let me tell you.
I have 20,851. But that's actually improvement. Last year was about 13,000. The year before that was 6,000, 7,000. We're increasing. What's the top genre?
If you know me, it's no surprise. Metalcore.
Ew!
And I would say, actually, surprising amount of my people who know me, I actually don't even really know that I like metal, because I don't play it that often.
It's not always the party music if people aren't into it. Like, if they don't listen to metal, they're not going to just... Yeah.
And metalcore is a specific subgenre of metal that generally has some harder parts of the song, harder verses that may involve some screaming, and then the choruses will be a catchy sing-along thing most of the time.
Yeah.
And that's generally what I like. That's my favorite, at least. What was your genre?
See, I've talked with Nick about this. Spotify sucks at doing all EDM, but mine says dubstep, but it'd be melodic dubstep. Yeah. Or like rock.
The Spotify EDM. Genres are a little weird, for sure.
But that's, you know, the same. There's a sing-along thing, and then there's some kind of drop, which is like similar to a breakdown in metal. Something like that.
I'd say the... I mean, they are similar in the way that there's a build-up, there's a breakdown, there's slow parts, there's fast parts usually.
They have a similar structure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You can go through, we'll just do all five of your artists.
All right. Number one, of course, Illenium.
Illenium? Give some context. Who's Illenium?
I love Illenium. I don't know. He's, everyone's heard of Illenium at this point. He's the biggest melodic EDM guy there is now. He's been on the radio. He did Good Things Fall Apart, John Bellion. I've seen him like 5-6 times.
Mm-hmm. I've seen him a couple times now.
Still contemplating the tattoo. I probably will end up getting it just because I like all of his music and still seeing him live, even if like the album wasn't. It's different than like his old. It's like every album is different. And it's like, do you grow with the music kind of thing? But it's still like, I would get the tattoo because it's more of a memory of all the good times I've had listening to it. I know some people are like, don't get music artist tattoos.
Yeah, I've seen that. And I get it more with artists, because like artists can get canceled and all that stuff now.
Yep.
But like even like I have a tattoo from a game. Will I probably play that game when I'm older? No, probably not. But like I'm always going to look back. Yeah, when I was 20-ish. Witcher 3 was one of my favorite games and I got a tattoo.
Yeah, it's about the good times. I also like... just having tattoos and people ask about it. And if it's something you like cared about or care about, you know, it's a good conversation. I'm just going to go through the other four, but with no backstory on them. Slander, Quinn 92, Nightmare, Kazo. Quinn is the only like pop-ish artist. The other three are EDM. Still dubstep-ish. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All kind of a similar vein.
Yeah. Top songs. Forgive Me by Slushy. We saw him concert.
That's your top song.
Yeah, I was surprised.
I'm not even sure I know that song just by the name, but I've definitely heard it.
Then we have Space Time, Subtronics, The Machines, I think that's Zed's Dead, Insanity, and Gravity. Insanity is Illenium, Gravity is Slander.
Insanity, really?
Yeah, I know you don't like that one, but I like that. That was probably one of my favorite from the album.
That's probably one of the ones I listen to the least from the album. I don't even know if that's on my playlist.
I know. I remember you saying that. I was like...
What was the last one? Gravity?
Yeah.
Slander?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. I mean...
Nice, besides that one.
Besides that one. But I mean, as far as the grand scheme of songs, it's a better song than most, but, you know.
Yeah.
From the album, not my favorite.
Yeah.
And your... Never mind.
Okay, give yours, right. Bro. Give yours.
Mine, you know, I have some metalcore artists here. My first one, which I'm not surprised, but this was a recent person or group I found this year called Northlane. They were my number one.
I like Northlane.
And essentially, I just spam listen to one of their albums over and over again.
Just one of them?
Just one of them I really love. I mean, I've listened to their other albums, and this one just hit different for me. It's like it's a perfect mix of heavy electronicness and metal and amazing vocals. So it, like, hit perfect for me. And it was weird because I listened to it, like, twice. Didn't really love it. Like, on the third time, I was like,
that third listen.
It clicked for me. It clicked.
That's weird. That I would never, if I didn't like love something, I wouldn't listen to it again right away. Well, we listened to 86,000 minutes, so.
For some reason, I found myself like, I don't know what to listen to right now. I guess I'll just put this album on again. And then, like, I guess I just really listened to it the third time. And I started getting the catchiness of it. But yeah, there's someone like I knew of before this year, but never really listened to
it. I have some EDM songs with him.
Yeah, they do some EDM stuff. Number two is a band called Sleep Token. If you know anything about metal, you've probably heard about Sleep Token blowing up this year. And honestly, I recommend them to so many people just because they're unique. They're unique. And that's another, I just spam listening.
Are they gateway metal?
Yeah, I would say some of their songs are gateway metal. Others are heavier. So, I mean, it depends on what song you send. But the overall, the album Take Me Back to Eden, masterpiece, masterpiece.
Beauty.
Number three, this is my last year's number one, Dayseeker.
Classic.
If I've shared music with you, I probably shared you a Dayseeker song because they are... They are near and dear to my heart.
And they're good live.
Yeah, they are very good live. A lot of these songs, like a lot of these bands, they have really good singers. I like singing along to stuff. So Northlane, Sleep Token, Dayseeker, they all inspire me to sing. And then number four,
Illenium. Wow, EDM, yeah, I love EDM. Yeah.
Number four is Illenium. My only, well, I guess I just spoiled the last one. It's not EDM, but yep. Nothing else to be said about Lenium. Number five, I think also down from number two last year, is I Prevail. One of my favorite metal bands. And they get a lot of hate from people who like metal, but...
I like I Prevail.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I think they got the perfect balance for me.
They definitely have some gateway metal songs.
Definitely, yeah. They have some more popish stuff.
And that's why hardcore metal people are like, I hate you.
More, yeah. More rockish stuff, and they got some heavier stuff.
That's why Illenium gets the same hate for EDM, though.
Yeah, I mean,
if it ever goes out to the pop people, they don't like it.
Yep, and I said I spam listen to albums, and five of these songs are from two of the albums that I mentioned. So number one song is actually, and this is actually reminding me why I listened to Northlane's album again. This one song in the middle of the album called Nova. It's a super soft, chill song, and I would just get stoned and listen to this song, and it would just give me good vibes, and that's my number one song, called Nova. If you want a chill, kind of, like, atmospheric type song, definitely recommend.
I'll have to listen to all these.
And then number two is from Sleep Token, Aqua Regia, and honestly, I'm surprised this was number two, and I think I know the main reason is because it's on multiple playlists of mine.
Oh, it just happens to be there.
And it also, I spam listen to the album, so that I have three places that I listen to it a bunch. So, a great song. Probably not my favorite from the album, but I still really like this song. Number three, it's an acronym called Do You Wish That You Loved Me?
Wow, that's...
Yeah. Also by Sleep Token.
Sleep Token.
And Aqua Regia and that song I actually played for, like, their softer songs, so I played them in, you know, like, hanging out with people environments, too. Number four is Chokehold from Sleep Token album.
Dude, stop, stop.
Really, that's the song that got me into the album. I was like, okay, this is a banger. Number five is Rain from Sleep Token.
Let It Rain, Adele.
I listened to the album quite a lot. So highly recommend that.
Sounds like you're addicted. Get help.
Yeah, I mean, I still listen to that album. And it came out, you know, half a year ago. It's still a banger.
Well, when are you going to see him live? This will transition well into concerts.
Yeah, that's the thing is demand for them, because they've seriously blown up this year to like crazy limits where tickets, Detroit... I looked, they were like $300.
So. 300?
Yeah, no, they're crazy popular.
That's insane. That's more than... NF is 100 in Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's probably... I don't remember exactly when I looked, but... I mean, obviously, people just bought them out in the resellers.
Chuck again.
I don't know. Hopefully, I mean, they're a British band, so... I don't know how often they tour.
That also doesn't help.
Yeah. Yeah, what concerts do we go? We went to
Keizo? Kawachi.
Yeah, I mean that I was gonna go in order, but you know, that's fine.
What was the other one?
We went to see Alley Cat and the other crapper. I was gonna say
we didn't go to see the other guy, but we went to see Alley Cat.
Yeah,
and then we just happened.
This new artist called Alley Cat Blake's been big on, and he showed us, and you know.
She's McQueen.
Yeah, she's attractive lady, makes good music. And honestly, she threw down, had a good set for her. She was just outside, right?
Yeah, we were outside. It was in Pontiac at Electricity, and they were in like the side venue there, where she had no visuals. She was just playing music, and everyone was still jamming hard, and she was playing hard music. Never really liked it.
Yeah. I mean, that was a great set. I wish she
had visuals in a bigger venue.
Yeah.
But a good thing about that, she'll be at Electric Forest. She's going to be an artist named William Black in the spring, which I'm planning to go to.
We'll see.
So if you want to go to... Also, that's a good concert for any of you that want to go to an EDM concert just to experience it. You know, get out of your comfort zone. Seek discomfort.
We're going to have a breakdown meetup?
I recommend this concert in the spring. And tickets are like $35. You should go if you haven't been to one. I would say this would be one of the good gateway EDM concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And get out of your comfort zone. Get off the couch. Go do something, as in hang out with us at a concert.
That's so out of the comfort
zone. After you're done doing your 75-day hard. Then you can
do it. Not everyone can do it. You know, they just don't have that dog like me.
And then Kaiwachi was the only other one, right?
Kaiwachi. Was that the only other one? It might have been. Yeah, Kaiwachi and... Actually, no, I went to one that you did not because you were on vacation. I went to see Company and Deion Timmer.
Mm.
And that was pretty good as well. I just went with me, Nick, and Zoe. That was a good time. They threw down.
Kaiwachi threw down. I guess I went to some without you, too. Jerk.
Okay.
I went to an a cappella artist. Whatever. I don't know. They're from Florida. They did Christmas music. It was fine. They do a cappella Christmas songs. Is that the DSO?
Do you want to try one?
No. I also went to Sydney, her high school and middle school. She's now the, you know, the whole music teacher for both of them.
So we have a friend who's a music teacher?
Yeah, but not even just the teacher. I don't know. Runs all of the music department.
The music lord.
The music lord of the high school and middle school of Airport. It's like south of Romulus. Regardless, I saw middle schoolers and high school. True. Middle schoolers and high schoolers, you know, doing some beautiful music. Aww. Yeah, it's just sad to see new generation of singers.
So sad I miss those.
Yeah, you could have been there. You could have been up there singing with them. Yeah. But all right, that's all the concerts.
Yeah. Kaiwachi was a banger, though. Big fan of Kaiwachi. And we got most of the squad there.
Yeah, we had a big group, and we ran into some new people that were chill.
True. All right, we'll go to another segment. Let's do the live present reveal, okay?
Live present!
So, for context for this, I had gotten Blake a present a while ago. Completely forgot that I bought it, and I found it in my closet. And this is after he already, came and hung out at my house.
I'd seen you, several times, I think, by then.
Well, probably. But, there was one right before Christmas, a week before, that it didn't cross my mind because I just got back from a trip.
Yes.
But, I've been waiting to give Blake this.
I'm going to close my eyes. You guys can't see, so I'm feeling nervous right now. You can tell. He even put it in a bag.
Yeah, I stole it from my parents.
That's unusual for Lance. Lance doesn't usually wrap things.
Mm-hmm. I hope you really like this.
All right, I put my hand in the bag. I can feel it's a box of some sort. I squeeze it a little bit. It doesn't feel too hard. Oh my god, they're Pong balls. It's funny that you say it. I don't have any Pong balls, and they're special Pong balls to me. I think these look like nipples.
Yes, they are booby Pong balls.
Made in China, beer pong games, indoor table tennis, sets of 12.
Yeah, they're Chinese boobs, I guess.
Yeah, that's really nice of you, Lance. Thank you. I needed this.
Mm-hmm.
I just told Sydney that I do not have any Pong balls.
Well, you're welcome.
You read my mind.
Yeah.
You know, Lance, that's I give Lance a hug here.
Wow, he totally did.
I pat him on the back. But you guys couldn't see that, so I had to.
Yeah, you're welcome. You know, I saw that, and I was like, that's what Blake wants.
I can't wait for me to be rich, and then I'll give back to all my friends that give gifts.
Because
everyone gives me gifts for Christmas, but I'm poor and give no one gifts.
Yeah.
I just try to gift my friendship.
Speaking of gifts, you know, our friend Nicholas.
That's what I was just thinking.
Yeah, he gave us some bracelets.
Nick always gives good gifts, but I never give anything back.
I didn't give anything back to him either, so sorry, Nick.
Sorry, Nick. I'll make it up for you. I'll get you a house when I'm rich.
Wow. Do I get a house?
No, I'll get you something similar to the booby Pong balls.
Like real ones?
Yeah, real Pong balls.
Yeah, real Pong ball. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's a live present reveal.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Well, I would say that would transition into good Christmas activities, but that would be skipping some things.
Yeah, you know, in hindsight, probably should have done that around that time, but you know, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, you know, every time's Christmas.
Do you want to go into a Chicago trip or Halloween parties?
You know, we'll talk about Halloween first, actually.
All right, Halloween. Let's see what we were dressed as.
Yeah, so I was a two-time back-to-back video game champion of the world or something.
Dr. D.
Dr. Disrespect. He's a video gamer streamer.
Yeah.
Who's pretty well known.
He's
got a thick mustache.
Lance had grown his mustache out. And I actually had grown some facial hair too for my outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Jack Sparrow and Dr. D together.
Yeah. It was a combo. When, so we had two parties to go to, and on the first night that we were going to a party, we literally full outfit went into a gas station, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, it was. I had my makeup on, you had your full mustache, you had your glasses and headset on.
I had glasses and a headset on in a gas station.
they didn't say anything.
Yeah, they probably seen weirder stuff. Cracked up people.
Yep. And that was on the way to my friend's party, Elliot. He hosted, I don't know, there was probably 15 people there. Maybe a little. No, it was around 15. But
there might have been more than that, to be honest.
There could have been 20. I don't think more than 20.
You know, math is not really Blake's strong suit.
Yeah, I'm not good at counting.
He likes the chemicals.
Yeah, I love chemicals. But there was that party was one of those parties where it's like a hangout and chat. Everyone's just getting to know each other. You don't really play any games. Yeah, it was all just chatting and
drinking.
There's
no plan, really, for the night.
Yeah, there was a fire. That was the plan. And we all sat around the fire and had some good memes.
Yeah, a lot of chit-chat. It was definitely interesting for me because I was just kind of a tag along for this.
Yeah, you knew of people and chatted with people a few times, but not like...
I had met like Blake's close grad friends a few times, but wouldn't say I really know them that well.
Yeah, you couldn't name any of their last names.
Well, I can name one of them because I have them on Snap, but...
No!
You know who you are. Yeah, but that party was pretty fun. It was interesting to see, like...
How was talking with people while sober? Because you were sober for this.
Yeah, this is during my sober spree.
And this is, like, all new people for the most part.
I would say it definitely would have been easier to talk to people. I would have felt less awkward.
Just with some liquid courage?
Yeah. I mean, not that I had trouble talking to people. But, you know, just, like, when you're drinking with people, it just... The conversation just comes naturally, really.
Yeah.
You don't have to, like, sit there and think. But it was fine because drunk people like to talk. And they talk to me a little bit.
Or they'll talk at you and then you get to chime in.
Yeah. And these days I feel like I'm fine. Like, I can sit back and have my few quips into the group.
What was your favorite outfit of someone else there?
Oh, sheesh. I gotta remember.
Yeah, pull back. I have one, and as soon as I say it, you're going to remember.
I mean, visibly, because I talked to this guy a lot, was the, like, the wolf mask.
Yep, thing. That's exactly what I, so he...
Just because I had a funny story with it.
Like, yeah, he had a coyote, like, headpiece, and it was a real coyote, it was roadkill that he had skinned. And, yeah, it looked like a, looked like Game of Thrones-esque, and he had a big knife to go with it.
I mean, most of the people's costumes are not too like
the most like memorable. Like Elliot was a pirate, Elle was like a devil, Carson was like the devil and the violin or whatever.
Whoa, we don't say their names on here. They don't deserve it.
Whoa, they don't listen.
Yeah, I mean, they will after devil comes for him.
Oh god.
I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh, honestly, you know, I gotta say it. My costume was the best.
Whoa, Dr. D?
You know, most people, well, not most, like half knew who it was.
Yeah.
But, well, you know, I put some effort in mine.
At the other party, there was a vote for best costume.
Yeah, so this other party, I guess we'll just jump to that. There was a fun night at the park, but, you know, we have to go. What stays at the park, you know?
We were just crazy. Everyone was just really drunk at the park. That's about it. Yeah. People were being wild.
You know how, you know, when you're an adult playing in the park, when everyone's drunk, you know, it's a good vibe.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
Would recommend.
This next party was hosted by yours truly.
Me.
Well, not really. Mostly his wife, but, you know, he was also there.
She's an expert host.
She's not an expert at... Family Feud or whatever.
Yeah, I went to go pick up a pizza during that, luckily.
Yeah, but this was at Blake and Bree's apartment. It's probably like 10, 12 people, I'd say.
Yeah.
I don't even remember some of the games. Bree had a
structure. There were like so many like random, like, you know, Unscramble the Words, Family Feud. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And they're all Halloween related.
All Halloween, like, fun little party games that you would play in like in class at in like high school or something if it was like a teacher hosting the event.
Yeah Which
it was fine. Were also sober for that.
I was also sober for that, which that was fun. I had to work the next day anyways. Trying to think if there's anything memorable. It's just like whenever Bree and Blake host things, just not very good, you know.
What? We got out the ring light and took some good picks.
We played some fun games.
We ended up playing like Slap. We got into like some drinking games later on.
Oh, good. Whoa, memory? When me and so I picked up our friend Andrew. Me and him walked in. There was a guy behind us. He was like, "Hey, you guys going to the party?" I'm like, "We're going to a party."
So context. There is our apartment has like a second door that you have to get like buzzed in. Lance and Andrew got buzzed in, but there was a guy with them. And
like, he wasn't really with us. He was like, he was standing like behind us a little bit, but then we opened the door and he walked in too.
Yeah. And you guys went up the stairs and walked into my apartment, and the guy followed them and came with them. And he came in and he was like, And he's like, just walked around and looked around, and he's like, "Are you? Is this blah blah blah's place or something?" And we're like, "No, we have no idea who that is." He's like, "I think I might be in the wrong spot." And then I tried to like help him with like where he needs to be, and he was just zooted. And
I mean, he didn't even really know where he was going. Yeah, it's like there's a party at this humongous apartment complex.
Yeah,
like okay.
Yeah, and then he's like asking me like, "Do you know where this exact place is or where these people live?" I was like, "I have no idea." And then I was like, "I would go to the right out of here and go to like the front office and ask them." And that was the last one. Hopefully that guy made it to his party.
Yeah. Maybe he didn't.
He wasn't really dressed up, so.
True. Maybe if he was dressed up, we would have let him party with us.
If he was, like, talkative and maybe normal, possibly, but he was so zooted.
Zooted.
As I was saying earlier about the voting, though, Lance got voted best costume. He also tied with Sydney, but that was a little cheatsy because...
I'm still pissed about
this. They had, like... two people voting as one. There was some weird.
Because they had a couple costume, so.
Yeah, couple costumes.
And what were they exactly like?
They were like a October, German Oktoberfest type thing.
Which they look. They definitely put effort and look good. I'll give them that.
Yeah, just the whole voting dynamic was.
It's not as creative of mine. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, Dr. D.
But yeah, we ended up tying technically, and you know. Splitting the money, but she never sent
a lottery ticket. I don't think she ever checked it. I'm not sure.
Probably not.
Yeah, I think they won $20.
I haven't got any money back for that, so that's all I'm saying. Sydney, if you hear me, I'm coming for that money.
You got scammed.
Someone clip that and send that to Sydney.
All right, I'll do it.
But yeah, Halloween was a good time, but it was fun. It's a very different perspective when you're sober watching your friends get plastered at parties.
I'm sure.
Which is fun. And I found a new joy of just trolling drunk people. Or, like, somehow goading them into drinking more. Which, yeah. that gave me a lot of joy.
You do like doing that. You like doing that when you're in any state.
I mean, yeah. But, like...
Yeah, especially. You can actually take it in. Especially when
I'm sober. Like, yeah. I mean, it's not as fun when I'm drunk. I wouldn't say I do it that much either. But for you, definitely. Yeah, because
maybe I get targeted.
You're not the same anymore.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be fully sober, but Lance will hold me down and...
I'm not sure what that was, but... yeah, that was good. Good Halloween overall.
Yeah?
Yeah, good picks, good memes. All right, so let's go into... Oh, you know, I'll get this out of the way. You want to hear my dad's joke?
Yeah, I'll hear your dad's joke.
All right, I want to make sure I got it right here.
Yeah.
So I've heard my dad say this a few times now, and it's, you know, a recent favorite of here, of his.
Yeah.
So, do you know what the horse said after it tripped?
What the horse said after it tripped?
Yeah, what did it say?
No, nay. No, what did it say?
No, nay. No, he said, "Help, I've fallen, and I can't giddy up."
That... is genius. That is genius.
Thank you. Honestly, the neighbors are laughing. I can hear them.
Yeah, whenever anything or anyone says giddy up, I'm pro for it.
Giddy up?
Giddy up. I can't giddy up.
Yeah.
You know, your dad's just a funny guy.
You know, he has a lot of jokes.
Did he tell that on the cruise?
He did. I heard him say it at least twice. Because there were some younger people, but...
And did they all start cracking up?
You know, it's more of like a, "Oh, that's terrible." And a few people
laughed. I don't know. Little kids might.
I think some people laughed. But, yeah. You know, originally this was going to be a whole segment of me telling Blake jokes. But, you know, that's the only one for today. Just a taste.
Every single episode, Lance is going to start becoming a comedian.
You know, you got to make Blake laugh somehow.
Yeah.
He just has no joy in his life anymore.
Yeah, just pure sadness. No. This is why I came back to Breakdown. I'm trying to find my roots.
Mm-hmm.
Are we transitioning into happy times?
Have you found your roots?
Is this good? I feel like this is going to be a bad joke.
No, we'll just move on.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, So we got a list here of scientific discoveries from today.
Oh, we're going into another one of the fun segments?
Yeah, might as well. You know, two and one? That was a quick one. That was a quick one.
Okay.
And we're just, you know, quick read through, and then...
Okay, this segment is the science segment.
Yeah, so, you know, we've really evolved. We're more mature now,
we're becoming mainstream.
We're going to read this article on, finally, we know why pee is yellow.
Yeah. This is for all the viewers to just understand the dark times of having yellow pee.
Okay, I'll read the first paragraph. You can take a second, and we'll go from there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're told to watch out for color changes in our pee. As the loss of its normal yellowish hue can be a sign of a medical problem. But what actually makes urine yellow in the first place?
Good question. Oh.
Pick up. Here's the second paragraph.
Oh. Turns out, scientists didn't know that the exact answer to this question until recently. Now researchers have discovered that pee's golden color is caused by an enzyme called, bilirubin reductase, which is produced by bacteria in the gut. The scientists reported their findings in a new study.
Wow.
I feel like there's no way they didn't know why yellow was pee before.
Yeah, I'm not... How is this a recent discovery? Like, I don't know. It seems like people have been peeing since they've been alive. Like,
yeah, and they understand that it becomes less pee, or not less pee, less yellow when you become hydrated because it's just like... You just have more water going through the... Yeah.
It says that they... previously knew that urine's yellow color stems from how the body disposes of old blood cells. When red blood cells reach the end of their life cycle, usually around 120 days, they are degraded in the liver. One of the byproducts of this process is a bright orange substance called, whatever Blake said earlier, bilirubin.
Yeah.
Which is secreted from the liver into the gut. Bacteria within the gut converts bilirubin into a colorless substance called urobilinogen.
That's good.
And this substance then degrades into urobilin, a yellow pigment that gives urine its color.
I think we need a new segment where Lance and I just read scientific words. I think that would be a good one.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm glad that they found why it turns yellow.
I really have wondered that. Like, why is my pee yellow?
So, I don't understand why there's science like this. It's like, what is the point of... I think science that just figures things out just for the sake of knowing is dumb. It needs to have some kind of impact or be useful. I mean, I've always been like that. For my science, I can't do research that I feel like has no impact or impact on the world.
Well, it doesn't really have an impact on the world, but it is like
you get
you're discovering how the body works and functions.
Yeah. You get some insight into it, but it's like...
Which is probably useful to someone out there.
Maybe.
Like,
it probably is.
If you're like diagnosing, why is my pee so yellow? Then now you know if you look up this article.
Yeah. Why is my pee so red? That's what we need next.
Yeah. And this guy, Brantley Hill, says it's remarkable that an everyday phenomenon went unexplained for so long.
True.
That's true, Brantley Hill. Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, apparently, before they used to think it was something different, but I can't. Apparently, now they know. They know the key to pee.
The key to pee. Now, that's good. Well, how's your life changed after finding out this information?
Well, do you want to do a pee test?
I think you're probably more hydrated than me because you've been drinking a little bit of water.
Yeah. Well, I drink so much water.
And
that was part of the hard 75 is to drink a bunch of water.
I've been drinking more water now that I have a $200 water filter. Watch out for your PFAS. Half of the public and private wells that were tested in the United States had at least one PFAS.
Good.
No. It messes with your hormones, and it sticks in your body for about 7 years. You don't want it to bioaccumulate.
That doesn't sound real.
That's why the semen levels have decreased.
Is that why my pee is yellow?
Yeah, that's why your pee is yellow.
But actually, who do you think has more yellow pee right now? Out of me and you?
Mine's more yellow. I guarantee it.
All right, we'll send a picture in Discord. Make sure to check that to see.
And when you go to Discord, ask us questions in the Q&A. Thanks.
Yeah. Please do. Yeah. More than just where have you been, which, you know, our life.
Yeah, ask us how we're feeling. How are we doing? Like, we need to get in the nitty gritty here.
Everybody just wants more from Breakdown, but they never want Blake, and they never want Lance, you know?
Yeah.
They just want Breakdown.
They just want an episode just to not listen to it. Like, what? But for the people that are listening right now, if you've made it 50 minutes into here, you must say something to us to let us know that you've listened.
Yeah.
If not a single person messages us anything, I'm going to think no one listened, and then there'll never be another episode of Breakdown.
If you've made it to 50 Minute Gang, you're part of an exclusive club, so please let us know.
You are part. You know, if we were cool, we'd give you something, but we're not. And we still have more episode to go, so.
Yeah, and this one, we plan, you know, it's going to be a little longer, because we're going to be a little more sporadic with our episodes.
Yeah, and we're recording this late, so I'm getting hungry. This is for you. This is for you.
Yeah, we're literally suffering for our listeners. And on that note, let's transition to the next one.
Oh, yes.
All right, so I guess I can talk about my Chicago trip quickly.
Chicago, Windy City, baby.
Yeah. So I went to see my friend Emma in Chicago this was a week before Halloween.
That's another concert, too.
True, that is another concert. I didn't think about that. She had moved there this year, and that would be cool. I mean, we talked about seeing each other and me going out this year. I've always kind of wanted to go to Chicago.
Yeah, it's a solo trip. You're not used to doing solo trips.
So I drove to Chicago on a Friday night, or Friday evening, or afternoon into evening, which that was an experience in itself. You know, driving into Chicago at like 4 to 5 when it's like really busy was interesting. I'm fine with like traffic, but it was an experience just driving through a huge city.
And they have 6 lanes there.
Yeah.
Which, I know when Dylan and I were there, it's horrible. Because it's packed, 6 lanes.
Yeah, it's packed, and there's people who just gun it, like, between, which is...
Well, because you have to. They're like, the GPS wanted to get off it in 0.5 miles across 6 lanes.
Because you merge on the right, and it's like 1 mile left. Like, sick. But yeah, that trip is... what did I do? I mean, I just got there and we chilled the first night. I don't think we did anything. Just got some food or something. The first night was the concert. It's coming back to me. So we went to see Joji, and that was kind of another reason why I came, because we had something to do. Joji is someone I used to listen to a decent amount. You know, good sad boy music, and she
Filthy Frank him. To some people, but Filthy I think Frank. He's trying to get rid of that.
Yeah, we don't talk about Filthy Frank. But I really liked his Nectar album. And he was at the hockey and basketball arena in Chicago.
Yeah, and he had some good openers.
Yeah, he had probably the worst openers I've ever seen in a concert. It was a guy,
what was his name? It was like Lil Dumb or something, like Lil Toe.
Yeah, so something like the stupid. First guy was just some guy who was like, yeah, I'm really tired right now. Yeah, this is the chorus of this song. Everybody sing it. Yeah. Like, okay.
Then there was nothing.
And we were really far away. And the guy after that was Lil Toe, who his most notable song was Suck My Nuts, Bitch. Suck My Nuts.
That's
or something
a banger.
Like that. He was awful. And then they just had a random like club DJ who played hip hop remixes of songs that was kind of
better than dance. The last two.
It was okay, but it was just like those three in combination for Joji is just very strange.
Yep.
And the actual concert was Joji was pretty good.
When he actually sang,
he sang most of the songs that he played. But he had some weird, like, filler segments that wasn't a huge fan of, or, like, he kept leaving the stage, like, yeah, I gotta pee, and then just have a timer up there for, like, 2 minutes, like, okay. And then he didn't even play 2 of his most popular songs. That was kind of...
sad.
Yeah, pretty sad. He didn't play...
Dancing, whatever. Alone in the Dark or something.
He didn't play Run, and he didn't play... one other I forget, but it might have been that one. But yeah, the overall I was a little disappointed in that, but that's like the first like non-metal or EDM concert that I've been to in a long time.
Yeah.
And I think I'm firmly not against that genre, but going to like a big like stadium like that, I don't know.
I hate being really far away, at least.
Yeah, being really far away, it was lame. Because we were far away, so it's like hard to get into it.
Like, it's Toyota Stadium, you can buy like an $8 ticket, but you'll get in the nosebleeds. I almost feel like sometimes that's not worth it, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, the tickets weren't too expensive. That's like the only reason I agreed to it.
Yeah, it's good.
But it was fun riding the subway back and, you know, taking the bus and subway around. I kind of enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Because it's different. It's different in Chicago. It's just a different vibe. Like, you gotta get off here, you gotta get on this one, get off here, you can get on the bus here, get on the
subway here. It's the big city life.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. You know.
Your final day, you had a birthday party.
Oh, yeah. So that was unexpected. Well, before that, we met up with someone who I became pretty good friends with from Will's wedding. Good Billster.
He was the best man. We went to the bachelor party with him. We bonded.
Yeah, good lad. Met up, got lunch with him, and he was like, "Hey, you want to? We're having a surprise birthday party for this guy, who was,
we also met at the wedding.
I was like, okay. I mean, we really didn't have any plans for this day. Sure, let's do it.
Yeah.
So we walked around a bit, then went there, and like. Just hung out in some bar that was pretty empty, and then a bunch of people showed up, talked to some people. They all relatively knew each other and were generally all U of M grads, so at least could talk about that.
That works out. It's like she knew like actually no one.
Yeah.
And you're also sober.
Yeah, I'm also sober for this at a bar where everyone's drinking for our birthday party. But that ended up being pretty fun. Something I didn't expect. And then
you're like, seeking discomfort.
Yeah, you could say that. But then like the guy showed up, his name's Ryan. He's like, "Hey Lance, what are you doing here?" I'm like, "You know, Billy just asked me to come." I'm like, "Why not?"
Yeah.
But it was pretty funny. I talked to him for a second and then didn't stay that long, but
I just know he's a big Lions fan. And if you're a big Lions fan listening, love you. Go Lions.
Cool. You felt the need to bring that up, I guess.
Yeah, it's just if you're in Chicago, Lions, you know, it's just
true.
Yeah,
you know, actually, you know, I had a conversation with Emma's roommate.
Ooh, Bears fan.
And Emma, I mean, neither of them like football, but
oh,
I brought up Calvin Johnson, Megatron, and they didn't know who it was.
Oh no!
And I was like, "What football player do you know?" And they're like, Tom Brady."
Yep,
and Brian Urlacher, because he's from Chicago. I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's pretty good, though. Urlacher.
Yeah, I mean, he's the GOAT. Huh? But yeah, then after that, we went to a comedy show in Chicago, which actually was pretty fun. It was, like, not a huge place, but they had, like, 6 or 7 different comedians that all had 10, 15-minute segments. So that was actually kind of nice. It was a change of pace from the usual comedy shows I've been to where it's like just one guy for an hour or whatever.
Yeah. Then you get different taste.
Yeah. Because like the first couple, I think the first two were women. They had, you know, more jokes that were probably relatable to women, and Emma and her roommate were loving it. I thought it was pretty funny, but it wasn't directed at me. And there's a couple other guys who more darker humor, which is more my style, and I was like, that's pretty funny.
I love dark humor.
Overall good experience. There's a few comedians that were doing like Chicago related jokes.
Did just not hit with you at
completely
all.
Completely went over my head. And actually, I just started the show, he does this thing where like the guy who introduces all the comedians, like, anyone out of town? And of course Emma and Charity were like, this guy here.
I can't believe the comedians talk to you.
Yeah, and then he was like, I didn't really know what to expect. He's like, yeah, where are you from? I'm like, from Michigan. I got booed by some people from Ohio. And then he's like, yeah, what are you doing here? I'm like, just seeing my friends. And he's like, yeah, you getting litty tonight? And I'm like, I don't even remember what I said, but I'm like, no, I'm actually not. Because, yeah, I was sober for this, of course.
And then he's like, yeah. Oh, okay.
And then after that, he's like, well, this guy's boring. Move on. He didn't say that, but it's essentially like he's just fishing for funny answers from people. You know, yeah. if it would have come up again, you know, I'd be
more... You would have said, Litty Titty, my guy?
I'd be more prepared to, like, just say something off the wall. That'd be random.
Show that you're the comedian. You belong up there.
Yeah, but that was pretty much the rest of the night. It went home the next day, but that was a fun experience. Just a little solo trip. I don't do a ton of
traveling. You haven't done much traveling in a while.
Yeah, not really. Especially not by myself.
Not since you drove down to the South.
Yeah, that story will never be on the podcast. But I actually did tell him that story while I was in Chicago.
I think that is the last time I remember you like driving, like long distance.
Yeah. I mean, it depends what you mean long distance. I mean, I drove to Will's wedding by myself. That's 6 hours.
Yeah. Well, anywhere south of Michigan, you can't. North doesn't count.
Oh yeah.
If you drive north of here, that doesn't count.
I mean, Chicago is literally closer than that. But all right. So we'll go into this one, you know, the life hacks. We're gonna read a few life hacks from this Reddit thread, and you'll see if it's an actual life hack.
Okay.
So this is from 13 years ago. So we'll see if it's still applicable.
Ooh, yeah. The science probably doesn't hold up.
Yeah. All right.
Are we both just reading it? Or you want, yeah, you?
Anyone you find interesting, you just read it.
And this one's kind of obvious, but when food is caked onto the frying pan, instead of endlessly scrubbing it, boil water in it, then wash it. I put steaming hot water and just let it sit.
Yeah, I usually just put water and let it sit, and then you can scrub it off, but I've never fully put boiling water. But it's essentially the same thing. But that's a fairly decent one.
His other one is... Just don't buy stupid stuff.
Yeah. Okay, what's this one?
Are you reading the shake your hands one?
Shake your hands, say 12 times after washing hands. Then the restroom below dryer will fully dry your hands in something like 1/3 the time. Up to 20 shakes will still throw off excess. So just shake your hands.
Okay, actually, okay, along these lines, I have my own life hack.
Okay.
So... When you shower, when you're done showering, before you like get out
and make sure you clean your butt.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But before, also along the lines, you turn off the water, squeegee your whole body off with your hands.
Okay. So
just squeegee all the water, do your hair, and then grab the towel, and then the towel is like not gonna even get that wet.
But that's the towel's job, though.
Yeah, but then it's like soaking, and
you must have a bad towel.
Well, the question is, like, do you ever reuse towels?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And then I think it's even better, you can reuse a towel if you've, like, it's, like, lightly used now.
See, the thing is, I have two towels that I reuse. So I have one day. Leave that one for all day, use the other one.
I see. I'm more of a, you can just use the next one because it's already not that dry. Or it's not that wet because it's already been lightly used.
I mean, that's fair. You know.
No.
I think it works. It works. You're so smart.
Yeah. I know. If we don't find anything good, okay. I have another random topic.
This is a cooking breakfast. Okay, let's see.
Oh, this is good. This transitions into what I was going to say.
All right, cooking related. Get a round microwavable ceramic bowl about 4 to 5 inches in diameter. Every week, chop up your favorite omelet veggies. Get bacon and cheese. Get a microwavable bacon tray. My mom has one of those, actually. And I will say microwavable bacon trays, kind of OP.
I just...
Bacon in the microwave hits different, I will say.
I just don't even use a tray. I use a plate.
I mean, you can do that, too, but...
Weren't you the one that was, like, anti that for a while?
I don't know. Maybe. When we were living together, maybe. But...
I think I did it, and you were, like, disgusted at one point.
Well, the thing that a tray gives you, that just a normal plate doesn't, the bacon's not just sitting in the grease. A tray, the grease goes down into the tray.
So, yeah, what you do, for the people that want to try this, it's pretty easy. You just put paper towel on a plate, bacon on top, paper towel on top. And then you can do layers if you want, but I don't do layers. You just put like 6 of them, and then you just microwave for like 3 minutes, good to go. And most of the grease goes into the bottom layer of paper towel. And then you just take it out. You also can microwave corn. I know, crazy.
Yeah, but you buy it prepackaged pre-sliced because you're a wussy.
I also do that because
this guy does. He can't shuck corn. He's afraid.
Who has time to shuck corn and then?
It takes boil like 2 seconds to shuck corn. Like,
yeah, but then you all the little strings. I hate.
It's not hard to get out the strings.
The string.
You're the stringer. You're stringer, dude.
Yeah, there can only be one stringer. The corn can't be one of them.
But that's why you gotta eliminate the other shucks.
All right, that's it. I'm shucking them all.
But yeah, essentially the rest of this thing, just like put everything in a bowl and have it ready. Like, I don't know. It's fair. Pre-planning stuff. And put it on toast and flip it.
Flip it?
I don't know. Nothing too crazy there. This one just says, here's a good life hack for getting rid of the smell after taking a dump. Eat healthy.
I think it's trying to say, don't have stinky dumps in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, it is fair. It's fair.
I think avoid spiciness. There you go. That should have been his. A lot of these only, they're not getting great views.
Yeah, not. This one has -3. Laziest life hack. But here it goes. For most cars, you don't need to close the door after getting in. Serious. Just have enough space and start driving. Once you turn against the door,
the physics
do the rest.
That is a horrible life hack.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty bad one.
Alright. Though these all suck, so.
These are pretty. Most of these are down, but this is a terrible throw.
I've been debating this at work. So, when you make your pasta. Oh, I know you're different, too.
Yep.
So.
Because I know how to cook.
You can all debate this. I'll make pasta, I'll boil it. Then I'll cook up the beef in the side, let's say ground beef.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to strain the pasta and then put the pasta in with the meat, mix it around. Then I add sauce that is room temperature because I just bought it and I haven't opened it. And I use the whole thing, dump it in, mix it, full mix. Now I'm good to go. I'll eat and then I can package everything else up to be used for lunches. Where did I go wrong, Lance? Where do you think I went wrong in your eyes?
You got to separate. You can't do it all in one, dude.
No.
See, I always have a separate thing for the sauce.
I know you always have done separate thing for sauce.
Because I like to heat it up beforehand. Because this helps with the timing of stuff, too. You can time it perfectly. And I like to put way more seasoning and stuff in the sauce, too. Now, I guess you could put that on top, but it's like, it's only in the sauce now. So, you know, Blake used to be like, why are you using two different things? Now you have to wash more.
Yeah, then I used less cookware as well.
I mean, that is valid, but, you know, a real chef would be ashamed of you.
Wait, so do you then, after you've warmed up the pasta sauce in a different container, do you dump it all, or do you just take a scoop?
I usually, when I make pasta, at least I make more than I need, because, yeah, I mean, I cook for myself.
For the sauce? Do you, at the end, put the sauce all on, or the sauce?
No, I keep it separate, because that also makes it better for leftovers.
You're an animal. That is the argument I've been trying to fight at work. You're wrong.
Because
it takes less work to just put it all in their own packaging.
I mean, it takes less work, but it makes the dish worse.
No, it's
especially
fine
for leftovers. If you already have the sauce on the noodles and put them in the same container, put in the fridge, tastes gross.
It's fine. It's fine.
No. If you have the sauce separate, then combine them to microwave or however you're heating up.
Oh,
much better.
My. All right. We will, we'll both try each other's techniques and report next breakdown.
See, I think in general, most things, I do separate pans or trays just so I can cook things at the same time and get, like, you know, certain things are at different heats, you know. I'm ratatouille on this bee.
As an expert chef.
Any more life hacks you have, Blake?
No, bro. I'm just too pissed about pasta now.
I've got one. Just listen to what Bree says at all costs.
At all costs.
Yeah.
True. Then my pasta be undercooked. Oh!
True. Or be in pizza every day.
I wish.
Alright.
What's our last?
So we got a couple more things to catch up on. I mean, I didn't really have much from Thanksgiving that was notable, but that was the end of this hard 75 for me.
Yeah. I mean, we can just combo Thanksgiving, December, Like, what are all the activities we did during that?
Well, I mean, you talk about your trip a little bit. You went to Florida.
I went to Florida, you know, Universal, went to all, did all that, shopping. I will say, Harry Potter Land's awesome. Everything else, a little lame.
Yeah, I went the year previous. I would agree.
Yeah. Next year, we're going to Marco Island, just doing a beach day. I think I'm much more, these days, I'm more excited about just relaxing on a beach than doing, like, things in Orlando.
My thing is that Orlando is just so catered to kids. That, I mean, I never really, really went to Disney as a kid, but as I went as a teenager and adult, just didn't find it that fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't ever went to Disney, but Universal, I would say the same thing. But I don't know. Yeah. It was fun just being away, and I love vacations.
Yeah, I agree. But I still love, like, amusement parks, like Six Flags and Cedar Point. That's a different breed.
Yeah, I saw the Dragsters are going to be two-armed now or whatever.
True, yeah. They're doing some wacky stuff.
They're doing
stuff.
Some weird stuff. We'll report when we ride that.
So, on your vacations, I know in the past you were, like, your parents, was it either they always want to do something or they never want to do something?
They always want to do something. It's okay. Like constant.
There's no chill.
There's no chill. And that's also why beach time would be good, because then they're forced to chill. When you're in Orlando, it's always do. And like they bought like 5 days for Universal because it was like a combo pass thing. That's how they rip you off, because you're never going to go 5 days.
Yeah.
But they went, I think, three. And I think I went two. I went to each park. But it's just like they always constantly need to do something, and they also don't know how to do directions or how to like be efficient with their timing. So then I end up having to do all of that. So it was a little.
Was it better or worse this year than previous? As far as that
I think
goes?
It was better, just because we also had like everyone else was more chill, which was good. But then I had to, because everyone was so chill that I had to really, if we were gonna do things, get us on schedule.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
I also had us try new food every night that we ate out. They were big chain people, and I was like, no, we're not eating any chains on this vacation. We're trying local food or like new food that we haven't had. And that was really good. Everyone tried it. Everyone loved all the food options we had.
Yeah, I also made my parents try some stuff on the cruise, but I'll get to my trip after yours. But
I mean, there's not too much to report other than that.
I'm curious what the listeners think. What's your opinion on vacation? Do more people like just chilling, having nothing to worry about, you know, sitting on a beach? Or do you like having activities where you're having fun? For me, I like a perfect balance.
Yeah, I mean, of course you want a balance. My family's always been do, need to do.
Yeah.
Bree's family is do not. They're the opposite. They're do nothing.
Yeah, it's similar for my dad is a very do guy.
Do guy.
And my mom's like, I just want to sit by the pool and read. Which I'm somewhere in between. Like, if I'm just sitting around for a week, I'll get very bored. But if I'm, like, waking up early, you know, going out the whole day for a whole week on vacation, I'll be so burnt. And then I'll get home from vacation and be so tired.
Yep.
Which most of the time
I feel
tired.
Similar.
You're tired anyways from vacation after. But
Yeah,
that sounds like a fun trip.
Yeah. Talk about your cruise.
Yeah, so the cruise I went on in mid-December. So, for context, I really had no idea really any plans for this cruise, because my dad just invited me to go, because he was going with some of his cousins and his uncle. And these are people I've met one or two times, so I don't know them super well.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't say no to going on a cruise. And, like,
you always accept a cruise.
And if you're, you know, having shit paid for you, most things paid for you, I'm like, okay, yeah.
Yeah. And
it's like,
that covers all the food. You got a lot of food on that cruise.
Yeah. So on the cruise, this was a 7-day cruise. So it was a while. It was Friday to Friday.
Can I just mention, as soon as he got on the cruise, he was missing in action from the social media. Our snap streak is dead.
Yeah. Well, I knew that there isn't service, but I hadn't been on a cruise since I had been in high school. So I was like, you know, maybe Wi-Fi is affordable now. It wasn't. Or, I mean, it was, but
not worth
it. It's fine. There's enough to do. I don't need my phone. But yeah, out of like the 7 days on the cruise, I think six of them, well, honestly, all of them were at some point cloudy and rainy.
Yeah.
So that was rough. And we're supposed to go to Nassau, Grand Turk and Grand Turks and Turks and Caicos, you know.
I don't know any of
And then
these.
Amber Cove and Dominican. You don't know Nassau? That's like the
No.
Nassau is
The space place?
I can't think of the country right now. Bahamas. It's like the big city of Bahamas. But yeah, didn't get to go to Nassau. So that was like a little disappointing. And that was right at the start of the trip. So we just had like 3 days at sea. So, you know, got used to the ship. On the ship was, you know, it's a huge ship and there's a bunch to do. But a lot of times I found myself just kind of just walking around, just like, you know, taking it in.
Aimlessly, zombie
Yeah.
mode.
Which I didn't mind that too, because you couldn't really sit out in like sun bathe because it
No
was
sun.
cloudy and rainy most of the time.
Yeah.
What was there? There was like slides, there's basketball court,
Movies.
there's a movie theater, there was a spa, there's a big workout room. I got some workouts on the cruise, I will say. Being at sea more days, I was like, well, might as well just go work out if I'm not spending a whole day on the island
Yeah.
walking around.
Tell them about the one excursion you had.
Yeah, the one excursion was Amber Cove, which is just a tourist town in Dominican. But we went on like a dune buggy driving adventure.
They're mud.
So yeah, it's like you leave the tourist town and then they took us to this place and then we got on these buggies and just drove on like these back roads in the Dominican. It was interesting. Like these are just the roads that people drive on. Like we were driving past like people in like white Cadillacs on this dirty like road that has huge puddles. They took us off the path a little bit. But essentially, like there's these ginormous puddles. And we'd get in line, and the guy would be like, okay, stop. Go, go, go. And you just gun it through like these humongous puddles.
Yeah, you were driving with your mom, and you were
Yeah.
driving.
I was driving, my mom was in the passenger. The first puddle was like, it's a little intimidating because you're driving through it, and I'm wearing a bandana, have goggles, have a helmet on. But like, you're blasted with water, you're just driving straight. You can't see where you're going
Yep.
because everything's
Water, mud.
water, and like even with the goggles it still like got in my eyes, like under my goggles. But even the guy in front of me, he was going through and then he stopped hitting the gas, so they just like stalled out in the middle of the puddle and like
No.
went back, and then the guys were about to go out and help him and he got out. But I was like, okay, don't do that,
Just got it.
just keep hold of the gas, because I mean it's a little scary to drive when you can't see.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was a bunch of puddles like that and just super muddy roads all over, but it was like a 2 hour thing.
Let's do a good
That's
family picture. Muddy peeps.
It was a good time. And then the next day, right after that, we went to the next island and we were just like chilling in the water, had a beach day, which it was cloudy that day, but it was relatively warmish, and we got in the pool. It was freezing. Because they had this like ginormous pool that like wrapped around the whole like port thing. Like pool was freezing. Okay, well guess let's try the ocean. And the ocean was like warm as hell.
We love warm ocean. That is the best. I love Florida's ocean was actually pretty warm too.
And it was fun swimming in the ocean, and like you're at this beach and you just see the enormous boat right behind you.
There's
It was
also
kind
a
of
good
cool.
picture from that.
It was pretty cool.
Overall, it was a good old
Overall, a lot of
seafarer
food, a
time.
lot of food eaten. I mean, you literally just eat so much food on the
Should have
cruises.
weighed yourself before and
You
after.
know, drank one day by myself. And I found out that it's not very fun drinking by yourself on a
Yeah,
cruise. And like,
none of your family really drinks, and you didn't know anyone else. It has a lot of families.
I mean, if I would, I would have to make friends to make it fun, but I didn't like see anyone readily available.
Yeah, you talked to a few people, but nothing.
I did meet a few people, you know, talked to a few women.
lady killer.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, just talked to a few random people. I mean, it's kind of fun. You see the same people over and over again.
Would recommend for people that haven't been out to sea.
Yeah, definitely.
7 days or less?
I think if you're wary of being, like, seasick, maybe do less. But
do you feel seasick?
I personally don't feel seasick. There's times where, like, we had bad weather, so it was rough at times where I felt a little lightheaded, but, you know, I kind of just got to breathe through it, and I'm fine.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, my mom and some of, I guess they're my second cousins and second aunt, or, I don't know, but the people bring, like, pills that helps with, like, motion sickness.
Yep.
Which that's, if you're going on a cruise, bring those just in case. They're very handy. But, yeah, I'd say it's a good time. Definitely want to do one with friends.
Yeah, that's when you can drink.
Yeah. But dude, the last day, there was like, so like for dinner, you go to like a restaurant and there's one that's like, it comes along with the package, but there's other restaurants you can go to that you have to pay extra for. We went to this, Asian place. Whew, might be the best food I've had in my life.
Take me back.
Yeah. It was like, they give you three appetizers that are humongous to share. They gave you just an extra thing. And then, like, three entrees, three desserts, three soups.
Dude, we gotta stop talking about food. I'm starving now.
Man, it was the best. I love Chinese and Asian food. But this is the best food I've ever had.
All right, next breakdown episode, we're eating. Best
food.
We're eating during breakdown. ASMR.
I don't know if that's very enjoyable if you don't have video, but...
So I guess summarizing that, we've been world travelers and we've been all over the place in 5 months.
Yeah, we've been busy. I mean, and these are just like the fun things we've done.
Yeah, there's also like a lot of smaller things we've done.
Yeah, we've got a lot of get-togethers, a lot of...
I guess this will work well with like, or we have like life updates, school, work, anything. I mean, we've hung out with a lot of friends, you know, a lot of people, both doing school/work. Yeah.
I guess what's different? I mean, I guess you're, like, you're just doing your job.
I'm done with classes now, so that's a win. So now I'm just doing research, and I would say I'm going to have, you need three papers to graduate. I'm going to have one in the next few months, and that would be, like, so I would, like, I'm one-third done coming in a month or two. So at that rate, hopefully it would only be another, you know, 2-3 years.
Yeah.
3 years. But that would be good. Then I can get out of there. Because I hate being poor.
Get out of that hellhole.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
I mean, you've had some school changes.
Yep, I've had some school changes for sure. Changed majors pretty late in the game, which was a tough decision, but I'm happy I did it. But, yeah, I'm doing exercise science now. Something I actually enjoy learning about and like doing.
Yeah.
So essentially that's like, you know, learn how the body functions when you do exercises, stuff like that. It can be like a trainer, it can be like a physical therapist type thing. Not a full-on physical therapist, but... Yeah,
but definitely better to do something you like than don't like.
Yeah, I will say, you know, it may not came across the podcast, but, you know, the first half of last year was a rough one for your old boy.
Your old dog.
I was going through a lot of turmoil in my life.
Yeah.
But it feels good to have a direction and take some steps that way.
Yeah. Yeah. And then classes start up next week for you.
Yep. Not looking forward to that.
You're still working for the Sherwin at the same time as classes, right?
Yeah. Yep. Still working at the paint store, selling some paint, and then, you know, I also manage the League of Legends team at EMU.
Oh, yeah. If any of you are interested, and have made it this far into the podcast, reach out to Lance for the video.
Yeah. I mean, if you're part of the 50-minute gang, you better be part of the
hour, if you made 50 minutes.
24-minute gang.
But there's a hype video for the Eagles, the Eastern
true,
Eagles.
True.
Lance is a big part of it.
Yeah. So, yeah, and... I don't play on the team anymore, but I keep everyone organized. Do some recruitment stuff, and I've actually been enjoying that. It's nice to like make progress with that, because we, you know, the program's looking better.
Yeah,
so it's been a lot of positive things in the back half of this year for me.
Yeah, I would say like you're doing less playing games. You're not playing for the team anymore, but we're still playing plenty of video games together.
Yeah, I mean, I still play video games a lot. Yeah. I just don't. I was kind of feeling like I had to play the game that I played on the team. Yeah. Even when I didn't want to play it. No, I just play things I want to play, and it's much better.
Yeah. I mean, usually, I feel like our weeks have been pretty similar. We work, we work out, we play video games. A lot of times, at least once together per week.
And I hang out with people sometimes.
And I feel like we hang out with someone either every weekend or every other weekend. Or family.
I keep fairly busy with seeing people.
Yeah.
And I know you do, too.
Yeah.
So you got more people to see than me, you know. You got a lot of family on both sides.
Oh, and for all the listeners that have made it to the 125-minute game, if I don't see you, it's because I'm seeing 50 other million people. If I ever have to bail or cancel anything, don't blame me. It's okay, people. There's enough of me to spread. This is directed.
Oh, Blake can spread, let me tell you. He gets real spread out.
Yeah, so...
Whoa, what are you doing, Blake?
I love hanging out with all my friends, and if we haven't hung out in enough time, reach out.
Yeah.
And then we'll
There's no hurt. He'll just say, yeah, I can get you in March.
You know, there, I do have to schedule everything. I use my calendar 24/7.
Nice. Yeah, I've been big about planning. Big about planning.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll ask you this question, Blake. Are you happier than you were at the end of last year?
Ooh, my happier.
Or the same level. That's an acceptable answer.
Well, the thing is, last year I got married at the end.
That's a pretty happy time.
And literally, at this exact time, I was in New York City.
Yeah, that's
on my honeymoon. So I would say no.
I mean, it doesn't have to be exactly moment, but like, it's a year and a whole, I'd say.
I think not having the wet. I think I am. Overall, probably just like better mental state, because I think Bree is also in a better mental state.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot at once last year for you guys.
Yeah, and she had, you know, was still having health issues, and now she, and you know, work problems, and now when she's doing better, I'm also doing better. And all of her health problems are done. She has her own business. Reach out, Bree's Beauty.
Bree's Beauty, sponsored. Bree's Beauty.
But so that's really good. And then also work's going well. So when work's going well, life is also going well.
Glad to hear it, man.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it.
How about you, bro? Are you happier now than you were at the same point last year? It sounds like yes.
Yes, it's definitely. I would say, I mean, I think other people see as well, you know, I'm happy. I'm way more talkative than I usually am. More outgoing than I have been in the past.
I pointed it out. I don't know if it made you awkward. Or if it was weird. I was like, wow, Lance, you seem like you're happier, like, socializing or talking with people. I don't know.
I don't remember that, but you probably have.
I just have randomly.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. I mean, even at work, I've been a lot happier. I feel like I don't gotta just be in, like, the autopilot mode. I feel like I can joke around with the people at work.
Yeah.
Take myself a little less serious. I talk to way more people and, like, strangers in everyday life, and that makes me feel good. You know, it's been a good year.
Whatever I'm hearing is our New Year's resolutions need to be the exact same.
Yeah, I mean, that I think that's how I wanted to end this. You know, it's, you know, start of the new year. What's a few goals you have?
Honestly, definitely stick up with the gym. I'm weighing in at like roughly 170. I want to get to 175.
Okay.
That's still like the most I've ever weighed. I still want to get to 2 plates.
Yep.
I was very close, but not exactly.
I have it's something I'm definitely gonna bulk up at least this first half this year.
Yeah,
because I went on a pretty serious cut with a hard 75 and got like pretty trim. Now I want to
go bulk back
and put some weight up.
Yeah, I want to do some more random trips that necessarily don't cost money, like too much money, but I want to do some things with some people.
Yeah,
like cheap trips or some sort.
That's one that I had goals in previous years, but I've never really acted on. Of just doing more like road trips or
I have like a few in mind.
Okay. Well, yeah, I definitely want to do more of that. And I feel like most people want to travel in some form, whether that be like big travels or like just local stuff.
But... yeah, this is going to be like Bree and I, we're going to plan it and then either going to do it by ourselves for some or then like also invite people. And if people can't go because their schedules, that's just like we're still going to do it. Yeah. We're just going to extend out the invite.
Gotcha. Yeah. So yeah, I put, you know, I want specific weightlifting goals that I had as long as bulking is I want to hang by one hand be good at that, which for some people that's not like not too hard, but for me it, you know, it's been a process and I've been working on it for a while, but I'm gonna get it here soon. And yeah, I think this is one is actually not too hard of a goal, but I want to squat 3 plates in 25 because I did 3 plates.
I do want to squat more. I was just thinking, I want to squat more.
Yeah. So squat's a big goal for this year. And I'll put this one, I didn't write this one down, but fix my shoulder finally. Like, it's, I've been making progress, and I've been doing a lot of research on that. But, like, this is next year where I'm finally going to be pain-free on my shoulder. Because it's so annoying, always hurting. What else do I have? Oh, yeah. Class, you know, just stick with class. I mean, yeah. I have a history of being bad at going to class, so if I just...
yeah, hopefully you liking these will help.
Yeah.
And you have a little bit more, I would not like passion, but it's like...
I'm motivated.
Motivation, for sure.
Yeah. And then, finally going to buy a guitar this year. Going to commit to learning that, because I've been doing the singing. I've been singing a lot more. Always wanted to learn the guitar.
Do it.
And I think... I mean, it's probably not smart to buy a guitar before you learn, but I think that's the way I'd do it. Just buy a cheap entry guitar.
I think that's how I would do it, too.
Yeah.
I'm not going to learn anything by watching it. I need to pick hold it.
Well, like, you can watch it or you can get, like, trained by someone in person who gives you, like, a Lender guitar, which is, you know, probably some people would recommend that way. Just to, you know, try it out, but...
yeah, you'll just pick it up when you want it.
Yeah. That'd be cool to have, too.
Yeah.
Like, even if I don't use it, I can just hang it up on my wall. Like, why not?
I still want to do that, but I'm not putting that in this year's goal of learning it. I would do the piano. Yeah,
that's fair. And my last goal is, you know, I want to train somebody for real. Like, write like a legit program for someone. If they wanted to do diet stuff, I could work on that too. But, you know,
yeah. You should do it.
Write a program, either in person... or, you know, just give them texting advice and virtual advice if they're not close by.
You should have, like, a little... If say I was going to reach out to you, you should be like, all right...
Well, I wouldn't help you.
What questions do you need to know? Like, how many days a week are you going to work out? What, like, are you trying to bulk, trim, or what are you trying?
Yeah, I mean, you need to define your goals. I mean, that's the first step, is defining your goals. And if you just want to consistently go, then that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, I could make a pretty easy beginner one. If you want to... you know, go up and bench. If that's your main goal. Like, I could make.
I can get you to bench.
Yeah, you know. So if anyone's interested, let me know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I want to get more experience with that stuff.
Anyone a part of the 133-minute gang?
Yeah, that's kind of what I want to do with my life, or at least something in that genre.
Yeah, and they have to talk to you. Who wouldn't want that?
Yeah, well, I may not talk to them, but you know, ooh. I'll see their response or their.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you. Don't worry. I'll talk to you.
Yeah, reach out in the Q&A if you want to get trained.
All right. Well, that was a good comeback podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed.
We always have New Year bangers.
Yeah. New Year's have routinely
breakdown bangers.
Some of our best episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get to dinner now. So, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to get hangry.
This is the time. He has been hangry.
Yeah.
Do you have any word of advice for the breakdown listeners who've been missing
us? Be safe out there in this very, very warm December so far. Or not December, January.
It's supposed to be cold, though.
It is. It actually has been colder today. I'm not enjoying it.
And not everyone's in the same place. Come on.
Oh, yeah. True. Get out there. Seek some discomfort. And, you know, go do something new. Go do your goals.
Yeah. Compliment someone random.
Yes, that's good. Back to our roots. I found my roots, as you asked earlier.
Yes, you found your roots. And I hope our the listeners do too.
Yeah. Blakedown out.
That's good.